at WAMU.org, or send us a tweet at Kojo Show. You can go to our website, KojoShow.org. Join the conversation there. Joining us in studio is Mark Mitchell, executive pastor of Covenant Life Church in Gaithersburg, Maryland. Mark Mitchell, thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
We have been discussing cases of child sexual abuse over the years within Covenant Life's church and its network of churches. Tiffany's Washingtonian article says that for years, pastors of these churches have suppressed those cases and not reported them to the authorities. What's your response?
With regard to those specific allegations, at Covenant Life Church, we've denied them. There was a civil lawsuit that was brought against the church, and in that civil lawsuit, it alleged that pastors of Covenant Life were guilty of conspiracy to protect sexual deviants, pedophiles, as well as obstruction of justice. We denied those charges, those allegations from the beginning. And not only that, we hired an independent investigator to look into those allegations. And the investigator concluded that there was not any evidence to support that conspiracy or obstruction had taken place.
First instinct of pastors should always be to report. And I guess my question to Mark would be, you know, in the case of Nate Morales, who was a molester that was convicted, he's serving 40 years in prison. The independent investigator also found that at least five pastors were told about his abuse and did not go to the police. And in one case, at least, they, you know, defied their mandatory reporting requirements.
Mark, how would you respond to that?
Well, I think an incident that Mark, I believe, is referring to is in 2007, where the Covenant Life Church elders held a meeting. A family of a victim of Nate Morales had come to them with information that he was still a pastor in Nevada, and they were very troubled by that, and they wanted the church to do something. What the church did was call their lawyer and then reach out to Nate to see if he had someone to keep him accountable. They also mentioned, I believe this is a part of the criminal court record, that perhaps Nate could meet with this family and ask their forgiveness.